Party's in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Clap.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
In the club, party rock. Looking for your girl, she on the jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Top jeans tattoo, cause I'm rock and roll. Half black, half white, domino. Gang of money. Open
down. Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top, no letting our Zeppelin.
Hey,
party rock is in the house tonight.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah,
and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Let's go.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Feel it,
baby. We gon' make you lose your mind. We just wanna see you
shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Friend, and we're going to introduce to you the Microsoft Student Accelerator segment. This is a great opportunity to showcase student talent from throughout New Zealand that have adopted this program. We have 2,000 students today. There is no limit to the number of students that Microsoft wish to onboard to this program. But the challenge for you and every customer and partner in the room today is we need your commitment and your support to sponsor students for 10 weeks over the summer.
So now we're getting to the exciting time of the day. Did that wrong, didn't I? That was exciting before. We're getting to the really exciting stuff now, the edge of your seat excitement. All Blacks versus Ireland excitement. And so you've all been drinking for the fire hose, and you guys, there's about 120, 130 of your CIOs, heads of departments sitting in the audience. So all you developers, you know, and they've all been exposed to Azure Functions, sitting there with a shock on their faces. And so all you developers can say to them now when you're going for your next performance review, I understand that stuff. Told you I was clever. And we'll be very happy. Okay, so what happened a week ago is that a bunch of our trainers on this program went into a hack fest for about 30 hours, and they had to produce something. And so there's three teams, and these smart guys are going to come out and show you exactly what they've developed. And there's going to be a bit of a vote on your favorite team. And so first of all, we'll bring out the first team, and these guys are called Team One.
Imagine you just bought a brand new HoloLens development kit, available now for $4,700 on www.microsoftstore.co.nz. It arrives at your house yesterday morning, and it gets ripped and burgled before you even start your journey home today. Imagine the violation of privacy of some person going into your house and taking the comfort of your safety. I'm a young adult hoping to buy a house in Auckland in the next 100 years or so. Did you know that houses near the highway are more likely to get burgled? I do. Property insights such as this will help me make an investment decision on my future first home. Jason, Coda, and I got together on the weekend and came up with an idea to use past data, census data, and turn it into useful, rich information. Our solution includes using machine learning, and we predict future crime rates using this data. And then we provide it and show it onto a visualized map.
So our solution was built in Xamarin. Users can look up addresses that they might find on websites like Dreamy Property to get information useful to them. So they simply just launch the app and they enter in their address. Is the video playing? I hope the video is playing. The video should be playing. Hold up. Give it a little bit. Is it playing? Video's not playing. All right, there we go. The users just simply enter in the address. So for thanks. So for this example, we use 1 Queen Street. You know, it's really close to Bryn Mawr. I'm never going to be late for my train again. And then we fetch data that's relevant to me. So for me personally, I'm more interested in the internet connection available at that address. You know, whether or not it's got fiber, if it doesn't have fiber, when I should expect to receive fiber, and the current speeds achievable. The users can enter in point of interest. So this might be, you know, where I work, university, mum's place, and it'll calculate how long it'll take us to travel to that address by public transport or by car. We also show crime data within that area. So, you know, last thing I want is to come home and have my HoloLens stolen. We also try to predict future crime rates that may occur in that area, so I get a better understanding before I go ahead and, you know, go through with the agreement to rent the property.
So we forecast and predict our future crime rates using Azure Machine Learning Studio. We obtained raw crime data from the New Zealand Police. After we cleansed this data, we then trained a regression model. This is what we use to score our new samples in order to make these predictions. We then deployed our model onto a web service so we can make predictions in real time. So basically Machine Learning Studio allows this deployment without having any code written. And also the extra benefit is this web service is RESTful. And so it can be called from any programming language, essentially. Moving forward on from our solution, we hope to further incorporate extra data such as median, household income, and labor and workforce rates in order to strengthen our predictions.
Azure Machine Learning is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Power is influence, and influence is empowering every person and organization on the planet to achieve more.
We didn't finish. Well done, guys. Seasoned professionals. Seasoned professionals, video fails, and they just carried on. That was magnificent. Developers, best job in the world. You just produce something, you see it working, high-five yourselves, it's great. You don't even have to produce documentation anymore. You just tell everyone you're agile. It's just the best job.
Creative. All righty. Welcome, Team 2, to the stage, please.
Hey. Hi guys, I'm Juan, Azure, the Azure Extraordinaire. This is Shivanka, our Power BI queen.
Kartik,
the code ninja. And over at the reception desk is Nipesh, who...
What did he do again?
All right, he did nothing. So we're Team ASTAT, and over the past couple of days, we've been thinking of making a solution for one of the main problems that we were having while running our MSA program. We always counted the number of students who attended manually. So we asked ourselves, is there a way to gather data about events automatically using the latest and greatest technology?
We've got just that. Introducing ASTAT. This solution uses a Raspberry Pi 3 connected to sensors and collects information about the environment. This data is then beamed across to Microsoft Azure, where we use IoT hubs and Azure Stream Analytics to process that data. We then visualize the data on a Power BI dashboard to dynamically adjust the delivery of our content. Let's now cross over to Dipesh, who's at the reception.
Hey everyone, my name is Dipesh, and I'm the guy who did nothing. And I'm over here at the reception, remote, with the Raspberry Pi, as you can see right here. So this Raspberry Pi has a multitude of sensors on it. It has a light sensor, an ultrasonic sensor, a sound sensor, temperature sensor, humidity sensor, and we've used this ultrasonic sensor to detect how many people have walked into this reception. We've used this solution at the MSA event as well to detect how many people have walked into the event. Now I'll pass it back over to Shivanka, who's going to talk about how this solution can be useful to you.
Okay, so the data goes through is collected from our Raspberry Pi, which then goes to Azure Stream Analytics. So then that output can then be displayed visually through a Power BI dashboard, as you can see here. So as you can see, we already have some graphs showing up. So we have some line graphs and we have counts as well. And so with Power BI, we're able to write queries using natural language. And so, for example, we had our Raspberry Pi by one of the doors at the office over the weekend. So say we wanted to know how many people our Raspberry Pi detected on Sunday. So I wrote a query earlier, so I'll just paste that in. So this tells us that we had 77 people detected on Sunday. And you might notice that we have a limit of 4 to 100. So the reason for that is because 4 is the limit of our sensor and 100 is the width of our door. We're also able to change the way we visualize this data as deemed appropriate. And so with that, you can get ASTAT ASAP. Thank you.
Well done, team two. And just to think that 30 hours, right, that was a business challenge faced with 30 hours effort to come up with that solution example. So prove fast, fail fast. Great, great example.
Okay, so we're going to bring on the final team now, and these guys are called Team... How did you know? Let's bring them on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have one question for you all. Who here loves listening to their own music while they drive? Yeah, good, me too. But what if you were... like my situation last week, what if you finished your final exam, hopped onto your car, and was ready to hit the road? I was in a very happy mood, and I was expecting to hear Happy by Pharrell Williams. But instead, my playlist kept playing some depressing songs one after the other. And according to the ticket that I got last month, it is illegal to change your music while you drive. So, Ming and I and our team wanted to create a solution to this problem. We created Cruise, a Xamarin application that plays the song that you want based on your mood using artificial intelligence. Now, you all heard me say team and you're like, wait, there's just the two of you on stage. Well, we do have two lovely team members, Edwin and Brian, who are late as usual and always tell me that they're nearly there. So, Ming, why don't we just find out where they are right now and perhaps find out how they feel about Developer Day?
Cool, let's check them out on Skype. Hey, Brian, Edwin, you guys there?
Hey, Ming, area.
Cool. Thanks. Awesome.
For that. Good talk show. We're super excited for this day. And we are nearly there.
Almost there? Yeah, so let me tell you guys what's going on at the moment. So, basically... Cool. Basically, the team's driving around. This, I must stress, is a live demo. You have a live feed of their current mood, the song that's playing in their car, and the speed that they're traveling at. Of course, it takes some time to update. There we go, 27. They're still under the speed limit. So, basically, what's going on is that in front of Edwin is his phone. His phone is sending pictures of his face to Azure, and Microsoft Cognitive Services will pick up his emotion, and we can find out how he feels, and we can play the right song to him. Apparently, he's got road rage right now. Maybe he's stuck in traffic. So at the end of the journey, we can see, you know, when he had his instance of road rages, and when he seen something really surprising. Cool. So, hey, wait, you guys are going the wrong way. That's not to developer days. You guys all right?
You guys will make it. You guys will. Don't worry about that. So, folks, we were inspired to create a solution to a very simple problem that we could all relate to. And now all of you guys... Now all of you guys can hop onto your car, play your playlist, and cruise to your mood. Thank you very much.
Okay, well done guys, well done to the three teams. So there's going to be a URL going on that screen, hopefully, And that's where you vote, and it's very important that you vote for your favorite team. That favorite team will have all their university fees paid. Just kidding, they win a hat. But it's a good effort.
Right, fantastic. And last challenge again, please consider how you may be able to place through our student partners, students for the summer. It's for a 10-week program, and we look forward to your inquiries. Thank you.